Good morning, Michi. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me this morning. How are you?
Well, we've had you on the airwaves before, but in a different capacity. You used to be the principal at university. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And a wonderful school.
Absolutely right. And you spent plenty of time there. Talk about how you got into your new position and some of the new challenges you are facing here in the new school year.
Well, thank you. I am really fortunate to be able to be working with literacy and programming, transitioning some new kids into the district. And it was an opportunity that couldn't be better for me. I am blessed to be able to be working in curriculum and instruction still on a larger scale, really. And I do miss a lot of, you know, things that happen in the day-to-day at the building level in terms of direct contact with kids and the great families. But, you know, I'm hoping that with this new challenge, I can help to make an impact in literacy across the district, K to 12.
Michi, we understand the reading specialist part. We're going to come back to that in a second. But the transition coordinator with the Pinnacle School agreement that the MCCSC has, explain what your role is in all of that.
Well, we have a group of students, kindergarten through 12th grade, that are new to MCCSC. They've been at Pinnacle for one or more years, and with that, we just want to be sure that they have a smooth transition. And, you know, it's a change, and with everything, there can be anxiety. There are just differences in structure and systems. So I want to work with the schools when I need to in terms of tweaking or really problem solving if there are issues, and hoping that things are smooth for the students academically and all around for school. And with that comes just a bigger picture look at literacy and what are we doing for all kids that might be new to us, regardless of whether they're coming from Pinnacle or not, because we do receive new students and it's a transition.
How many new students did we pick up from Pinnacle?
It's about 50 right now.
Okay. Now, the reading situation, if you even look in the newspaper, you see things like if a student doesn't pass reading ability schedules at third grade, they can't be promoted and all this kind of stuff. Reading is really serious. Talk about that for a second, because that's in your bailiwick.
Well, it absolutely is, and we cannot stress enough, you know, of course, what research says about intervening early if you need to, and really just overall, building those foundations in literacy, K to 2, that's one of our charges, is to be sure that we have a solid foundation and we're doing things systematically in terms of literacy skills for kids, because we know that, you know, beyond third grade, even second, third grade, that if you don't have those skills, then that's affecting all your other content areas. It also can be affecting how you feel about school. And so if we have strong readers going into third grade, going into fourth grade, we just know that there will be more success. There'll be higher achievement. And that you read to learn. You first learn to read, then you read to learn. And we want to make sure that can happen for kids K to 12.
We're talking with Michi McLean, who's the district reading specialist and transition coordinator for the MCCSC. Michi, why is the third grade so important? What is it about that age group?
Well, that is really what the studies have shown, that when I say you first learn to read and then you learn to read, K to 2 are those foundational reading skills. If those aren't secure, you start to really see gaps that are harder to overcome, certainly not impossible, but harder to overcome, because when you are then reading to learn, you're in content areas that you're going deeper. You're applying skills that you should have in reading then.
What can parents do to help prepare their kids and keep them on target?
Early on is definitely frequency of reading. I can't say enough the importance of having books in their hands, reading to them. Even when you think they're too old, they're not too old. Exposing them to a print-rich environment is huge. You're going to the library. At home, you have a set of books or a library of books that you can, that the students are always accessing, that they know that print is around them, and that needs to happen in the schools, of course, as well. And having that connection, so if there are some struggles that you are contacting the teacher or that you're in close communication with the school about what can we do, it does get a little bit more difficult the older the children get.
How are we doing in the MCCSC reading-wise?
We're doing very well. For a number of years, we have put in place a structure at the early years in terms of certain amount of reading time that is specific to what they're doing in what we call the core instruction. And then if that beyond the core, we have targeted interventions for different leveling targets. And we want to be sure if they're not meeting certain standards that we can intervene so that that gap doesn't get too large.
And we have this summer program for the kids that need a little extra help, and that has been immensely successful.
It really is. To see that growth is incredible in such a short amount of time. That is true focus, and you have them every day, most days, for a concentrated amount of time. You have a program that's systematic, that is research-based, and it works. We know it works. And the gains of those students, we just couldn't ask for a better program.
Misha, great job as always. We appreciate your time. We know how busy you are, and that's great. And I think you're going to make a difference. That won't be surprising at all. Do us a favor and check back in a little bit later in the semester and give us an update on how everything's going.
I would be happy to do that. And I do want to say that through Friday this week, MCCSC LEADS applications are still being accepted. We're in the second year of the Corporation Ambassador Program.
Yeah, tell us about that really quick. We've got some time. Let us know about that. I don't want that to get swept aside.
Thanks. The MCCSC LEADS program, again, Corporation Ambassador Program, and gives the community members a behind-the-scenes look at the corporation operations. There are 7 classes throughout the semester and year, and the cohort, the group, then travels around throughout the district and just gives a great look at what we're doing, and the community really deserves to know what we're doing and how we're doing things.
This is open to anyone in the community that's interested in finding out more about the schools and how they work.
Yeah, and they can go to www.mccse.edu/leads, and that will take them to the application.
Interesting. Well, great. I'm glad that's available, and folks can, again, do that at the website, mccse.edu/leads.
This is our second class for leads.
Great.
Yes.
Great, great, great. All right, Misha, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and make sure you get out your suntan lotion.
Thank you. You too.
And don't melt. We don't want you melting.
It's hot.
I know. All right, great job as always. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. You have a good day.
Misha McLean from, what is her, that's a big title, Keith. That's one that's barely going to fit on the business card.
The exact title is District Reading Specialist and Transition Coordinator.
There you go.
There you go.